Absolutely. It's so good to be here. I'm Emily D. Baker. I go by the badass lawyer because that is what my people call me. And I'm a former deputy district attorney. And after 10 years of criminal prosecution, I ventured into the world of entrepreneurship. And when I consult, I mostly work with online business owners and non-traditional business owners, which is most of the space right now, which has been fun. And I also am a content creator. I have a legal commentary podcast and YouTube channel, and it's just been a pleasure and a blast.
And talk a little bit about the people that you consult with, lawyers that are looking to grow their businesses, other business people. Talk a little bit about your consulting practice and what you do.
I really love the business consulting space because it allows me to do things in a less traditional way where I can help people strategize their businesses from a 360 approach. So legal protection, yes, business structure, yes, but also looking at products and where they're going and where they're heading. So we can look at intellectual property. We can look at the market space. It's more of a well-rounded, and it really is a lot of fun for me because I didn't want to just continue to do just one thing within the legal space. And consulting allows me to give a more well-rounded approach to businesses as they are trying to figure out what comes next for them. COVID and 2020 has definitely been an interesting time for that as businesses have been trying to get online and navigating the legalities of that. So it's been really fun. But I really take a whole approach versus a typical retainer agreement, and we're going to cover this one aspect of a law that you're dealing with. It's more of a business consulting with legal background.
And talk for a moment about the podcast you've created, the YouTube channel. Talk about those efforts. Those are so much fun. Talk about that.
They are so much fun. The podcast started as a podcast that was helping business owners kind of navigate the space, but so much changed in 2020 that I started really providing more legal commentary, just bringing my background and my experiences to the stories that are in the news and in pop culture, because people don't understand and they want to understand. So I've covered everything from criminal justice issues that have been in the news to Kanye West leaking music industry contracts on Twitter, because the one thing about law is that it governs how we do things, but not a lot of people understand it. And so breaking down the laws that govern our lives with the facts has been a really fun space for me to be in. I love the commentary space and really making those laws more clear so people understand, why is Cardi B in a defamation lawsuit, or why is it a big deal that Kanye West is leaking contracts, or what is going on with, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills who are being sued. So it's really a fun way to help everyone understand the law and make it more accessible. Podcasting has been such a blessing and a pleasure in my business, and it has really opened up a lot of doors.
Fascinating. And what is going on with Beverly, with the Beverly Hillbillies, Beverly Hills Housewives? That really is the most, to us, that's the most interesting question. My God, so interesting. But
we don't even have enough time for the Erica Jane, Tom Girardi divorce, plus a federal lawsuit that might become a criminal suit, plus a Wells Fargo suit, plus another client suit. And Tom Girardi is a very well-known toxic tort lawyer who was the lawyer at the center of the Aaron Brockovich case that became a movie. And he's being accused of embezzling a substantial amount of money from plane crash victims' family members who didn't get paid. The judge just issued a total freeze on all their assets. It's absolutely the tip of the iceberg in that case. And it's every single day there are new lawsuits and new things coming out from a variety of courts, all while they're filming Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with his wife, who just filed for divorce. So it's fascinating.
Fascinating. And what about, as long as we're talking that group of people, what's going on with the Kardashians? What's going on with Ozzy Osbourne and his whole crew? I mean, you touch a variety of interesting people.
I do. And with regard to the Kardashians, there hasn't been a lot legally going on other than Kanye West's battle with the music industry that I've seen lately. But they've definitely had their fair share of brand issues, trademark issues, and Kim still going through law school in an apprenticeship form in California is fascinating to me because it's not something I've seen. I've been a licensed attorney for 15 years. I don't remember ever seeing somebody go through the apprenticeship track to bar entry in California, because Kim didn't graduate from undergrad, wasn't eligible to go to law school, and took this apprenticeship track, which is rarely taken in California. And I think once she goes through, will be eligible to take the bar. So I imagine she has some tests coming up to see if she will become a bar admitted attorney. Fascinating.
What about it, back in the day, Catherine Sullivan, the famous constitutional law professor, couldn't pass the California bar. And talk about how hard it is to actually pass the California bar.
It has definitely changed some. They have made the test a little less trying. I took it back when it was like back when you walked uphill, uphill both ways in the snow to take the California bar when it was still 3 days long. It is a very challenging test. There is a lot of conversation around the bar pass rates in California because California does have some non-ABA accredited law schools, and that perhaps that is the reason that the bar pass rates are low. But it is a notoriously difficult bar. It does not stop California from being replete with lawyers, though.
I mean, California is a wonderful place to live, despite the hard pass rate and the taxes and everything else and the wildfires and everything else. It still is a magnificent place to live. I mean, still people want to live there. And talk about your big priorities this coming year. What do you look at when you get into 2021? I mean, 2020 has just been a mess in a lot of levels, but you've done a lot of things to stretch your creative muscles and do some great things. What are your big priorities for 2021?
Yeah, my business has really grown and changed in 2020, and I have been so pleasantly surprised. I went into more content creation as business slowed down a little bit because everybody was kind of pausing their businesses, and I didn't feel right really knocking doors and saying, hey, do you want to form your LLC now? So I went into trying to help and to serve and help people understand, and it's taken off tremendously. YouTube has actually done quite a substantial amount to change and shift my income, which was a surprise and a blessing. So 2021 is going to come with a lot more content creation and maybe not quite as much consulting. So one-to-many instead of one-on-one, and a lot of opportunities have come with that. I didn't anticipate that I would get to be a full-time content creator, but it looks like that's the direction we're going.
I mean, isn't that a fascinating thing? I mean, sort of you start something sort of for different reasons, and it becomes a big part of your life and a big part of your profession. I mean, on a 1 to 10, how excited are you about that?
I'm really excited. I've started doing live streams with my community who've named themselves the Law Nerds. And the Law Nerds show up in, you know, between 4 to over 6,000 people per stream, having conversations about law, about what is governing our lives, about politics, but without fighting about politics. So can the Supreme Court hear whether Texas can come to, you know, the table and sue other states, and talking about what the Constitution means. And I have such a broad audience. I didn't realize how much of an international audience was intrigued by what we're all doing over here in the U.S. and how much of the U.S. audience doesn't always understand why the things are happening and why the laws are playing out the way they are, and how many people are interested in having a better understanding. And it brings me a lot of hope and optimism seeing people having open conversations without just yelling at one another in a social media space. So the community that's been created has been tremendously special. And I really look forward to diving more into that in 2021 as the Law Nerds continue to grow and people continue to want to understand how our government works, how our laws work, and then make the change that they want to see in the world. And not everyone in my community agrees on how those changes should be made and still respect each other. And that's really fun to see those conversations play out. And I feel very lucky that I get to be a part of it.
Well, that's magnificent. And Emily, tell people, how do they learn more about you? How do they reach you? How do they find you on YouTube and your podcast? Tell us where everybody finds you.
You can find me just about everywhere at The Emily D. Baker, and that is The Emily D. Baker on social, The Emily D. Baker on YouTube, emilydbaker.com is my website, and the podcast is Get Legit Law and Shit, but it is going through a little bit of a rebrand for season 3 in 2021, and that's really exciting too.
And what does D stand for?
D is my maiden name. So there are lots and lots of Emily Bakers. And when I was a district attorney, I loved how many Emily Bakers there were because it was very hard to find me on social media. But I added my middle initial, which is my maiden name, into my name. So it was just easier to find Emily D. Baker. And I can just, you know, I make jokes about it. Some and my community makes jokes about what the D stands for, depending on what we're talking about. So when I'm talking about tech, it's Emily Dongle Baker. When I'm talking about law, it's Emily Don't Mess With Me Baker. So I enjoy that. But it actually started as just an easier way for people to find me on social media. And that's why my middle initial's in there.
Well, magnificent. Emily D. Baker, we want to thank you for joining us on the Becker's Business Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you and hear what you're doing. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you.